Go to verse number 58. He says, okay. I did that. I took refuge in you. I surrendered to you. I think of you as mine. Then what? What will happen? What will I get? See, we always want to know, mujhe kya milega? You know, if I don't, what is the benefit of that? You know, what am I going to get out of it? So, we always are profit-driven, profit-motive. What is the benefit? You are telling, you know, come to the Gita class and then go home and read and then get up in the morning and meditate and do some puja and fasting. And what am I going to get out of it? So Krishna says, okay, I'll tell you what is the benefit of this knowledge. Verse number 58. Of course, he has told that before many times, but here he's summarizing. Machitta sarva durgani. Machitta sarva durgani. Matrasadatarishyasi. Atha chetva mahankarat. Nashroshyasi vinankshyasi. So machitta means putting your mind in me, working for me. What will happen? Sarva durgani. Durga means fort. Here Krishna in meaning is all obstacles. All obstacles in your life. Mat prasadat tarishyasi. With my grace, with my blessings, you will overcome all obstacles. All obstacles, yes. All obstacles, yes. You mean I won't have any problem at work, I'll never get sick, I'll never have financial problems? Is that what you're saying? Well, we'll see what does he mean by all obstacles, tarishyasi, you will cross, you will overcome. But Krishna also gives us a little warning, not as a threat, but as a advice that if you do this, that's what the beauty of the Gita is. Throughout the Gita, Sri Krishna says, if you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. Nowhere he says, thou shalt do it or thou shalt go to hell. Nowhere he says. Not, there is not a single line anywhere in the Gita where he says, you must do it, you should. No, he says, this is what I am suggesting. The choice is yours. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. So he's giving us both the choices. And then he says, you choose. There is no pressure. There is no force. There is no order. There is no instruction. So he says, if you follow my advice, you will overcome all obstacles. But if you don't, but chet ahankarat, because of ego, because of arrogance, because of pride, if you don't follow, nashroshyasi, if you don't listen, vinashyasi, you will suffer, you will perish. So what does he mean by overcoming obstacles? And what does he mean by grace? That my grace, you will overcome obstacles. So the grace, Sri Gurudev says, he equates it to sunlight. Like the sunlight is now coming through this window, right? Because the windows are open. But if you put black drapes and cover the window completely, and then the room becomes dark, the lights are turned off and the room is completely dark. And then you are, you know, this, you're hitting the wall, you're hitting your head against this and that, you can't find the door. And then you're blaming the darkness. No, you don't have to blame the darkness. Just open the windows, take up the drapes and let the light come in. The sunlight is available for all. Those who open their windows will get the sunlight. Those who close it will suffer in the darkness. So similarly, the Lord's grace is available to us all. We have even talked about it before. All you have to do is open the windows of your mind. In fact, there is a very famous bhajan in Hindi. Man ki aankhe khol, Baba. Man ki aankhe khol. So open the eyes of your mind. No, not only the physical eyes, but make your mind open. Make your mind available to the teaching. Then you will get His grace. His grace is available. But if you shut your mind and say, I don't believe in God, it doesn't matter what God says, Gita says, I'm going to do what I want. You say, okay, now if you don't listen to me, you will suffer the consequences. But again, he says, you will overcome obstacles. He says, how can he overcome obstacles? My stock market went down. My teenager is on drugs. And I'm having financial problems. My job is not doing well. I have problems with my spouse. How is he going to, is he going to come and make my spouse and me get along better? No, what he says is that problems will be there for everybody. According to the karmas, according to your prarabdha, the problems will be there for everybody. So he says everybody in this world will is has problems. There's human birth is imperfect. You cannot have a perfect life because everything here is imperfect. I am imperfect, you are imperfect. Everything in the world we deal with is imperfect. But what, when you remember the Lord, what happens? Two things happen. First of all, when you constantly remember the Lord, then the problems will come, but you will get inner strength. Your mind, which is all the time disturbed or agitated, will become more peaceful. In the Kathopanishad, it says, Buddhi Prasadam. What is the fruit of this knowledge? Peace of mind, equanimity of the mind. So the problems will be there, but I won't be disturbed. I'll take care of them. Of course, if you have sickness, you don't say, Lord, I'm depending on you. You take care of it. No, you still have to go to the doctor. He gives you antibiotics. You take it, take your medicine, whatever you have. But inside, you're not disturbed. Hi, what happened? Why am I sick? Why do I have the back pain? Back pain, back is there. It will hurt time to time. You know, problems will come. I may even get, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, even cancer, even problems will come, but inner disturbance will not be there. You say, if it's meant from my prarabdha, it will happen. In fact, in the Mukund Mala, it is a very beautiful text where this teacher, his name, he was actually a king, King Kulashekar. He was a Tamil king of the Alvar dynasty. He was a king. And this book actually we have in the office. It's one of the best devotional texts you will ever find. It's about 40 verses, full of devotion, full of love for Lord, and beautiful verses. And one of them he says, Yat yat bhavatu bhagwan purva karmanurupam tat padambodha Nishchala Bhakti Rastu. He says, no matter what comes to me, why it comes to me because of my karmas, not because God is punishing me or my neighbor or my boss or my spouse. Whatever I am happening is happening because of my karma. So give me the strength to bear them cheerfully. How? By not taking away my devotion from your two lotus feet. May I always keep my mind at your lotus feet, O Lord. And once it is there, no matter what problems the world gives, I will be safe. So that will happen. It will give you peace of mind. And secondly, another thing what will happen is that if you have done a lot of good karmas in this life and thought a lot, worked a lot for the Lord, then He will modify the karmas. The karma will still come to you, whatever you have done. But in His infinite compassion and love, He will either modify that or send somebody to help you. Somebody who will help you overcome. And that will is guaranteed to happen. Because He says, then I take responsibility for a person. Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham, a person who devotes to me. He says, Lord, I surrender to you. Then he says, now I am responsible for him. Once he has surrendered, it's like you go to a, you know, a king and say, you know, I am your servant, I'm here to serve you. The king then becomes responsible. Okay, now I have to take care of this person. So similarly, the Lord in His infinite love and compassion and mercy then takes responsibility for such a person. And if problems will come, but He will then help you. He or she, whatever it, the consciousness, the Lord will either send somebody or modify the karmas or give you the inner strength. In Sri Krishna in the Gita, one place he says, Kaunteya prati jani hi no me bhaktav pranashyati. He says, Kaunteya Arjuna, please know very well, prati jani hi, my devotee never perishes. I take care of my devotee. He never suffers. I take responsibility. But for that, one has to have faith. Faith is very important. And in the world, we have faith, right? When I'm getting on a plane, do I go to the pilot and say, show me your license? You know, did you learn how to fly? No. We assume that if he's been appointed a pilot, somebody must have checked his credentials. He definitely will know how to fly. If you go to a doctor who has a degree, you don't go and say, you know, show me your board certification. Though a lot of doctors displace on the walls, but you assume that this person, if he has, you know, otherwise he wouldn't be allowed to practice. If you go to a restaurant, you don't go and check inside, you know, let me make sure the kitchen is clean and the cook has washed his hands. You have faith, you know, that somebody has inspected the kitchen. We have faith in all these things, or some scientists write something. You know, we have so much faith, you know, in the internet. People have so much faith in the internet, in Wikipedia. Anybody can write anything, but it was on the internet, means it is God-given. So we have faith in all these things, but we don't have faith in these rishis. You know, thousands of years ago, they gave this knowledge. It is still valid. You say, I'm not sure. You know, I don't think this is practical. You can't apply. All these useless people we have faith in, but the Lord of the universe, you know, who has given me everything and created and is running this beautiful universe beautifully without my help, the stars, the planet, and we don't have faith in him. I don't know whether he will, if you just turn to him, surrender to him, work for him, think about him, ask for his help and grace, he will come. Even if you don't ask, if you have done his work, if you have thought about the Lord, so he says, if you listen, if you follow this, with my grace, you will overcome all obstacles. And then he says, but if you don't, because of ego, you will perish. Now, it's not a threat. He's not saying, if thou shalt not do, thou shalt suffer. No, he's just giving you a choice. If you use the ego, if you say, I am the doer, I am somebody great, I am wonderful, I can do it, I don't need God's help, God says, okay, you don't need my help, go ahead, try it. It's like a parent, you know, a teenager. You know, he says, I need help, Dad, send me money. You know, you send him a check when he's in college and all. But after a while, he says, Dad, I'm fine now. I don't need your help. I got a job. Then you don't force yourself on him. You say, okay, son, when you need help, call me. As long as you're doing fine. So similarly, if we say, God, I don't need your help, I'll do it. Okay, then do it. But if you do not listen to this, then you will suffer. Because the choices we have every day, we have a choice whether to use the intellect or the mind, M or I, mind or intellect. Intellect is buddhi, right discrimination, right thinking. Mind is, I feel like doing it, I'll do what I feel like. So either you can do what is right or do what doesn't matter what is right. I'll do what I feel like doing. It may be right, it may be wrong. So if you choose the mind over the intellect, then you will obviously suffer. If you are just going according to the dictates of the mind, one day the mind will say, do this, second day it'll do that, you know, let's sleep, why? Like you had a choice, you know, we could come here and listen to the Bhagavad Gita, or we could be sitting home, you know, watching TV or going to the shopping mall. So choices we may have all the time. So what choice you make in your life determines where your life direction will be. And what they say is, as you think, so you become. Like, you know, a child who wants to be a basketball player, what does he do? He buys videos of Michael Jordan, how he used to shoot the basket, and how he used to, and he knows everything about, you know, his life. Or a football players, you know, quarterback will know about Joe Montana, how he used to throw the ball, his style. He will copy all that. Somebody who wants to start a computer company is inspired by people like Bill Gates or Zuckerberg, and how they, you know, started from, you know, ordinary college students. So you always think about somebody. The more you think, the more you become. So that's what they say. The more you think about God, the more you will become like him. Just as a basketball player wants to become like Michael Jordan, a football player wants to become like Joe Montana, so a Krishna devotee wants to become like Krishna. So the more you think about God, the more you will become like him. And that's what Gurudev says. Your whole life will be filled with Krishna consciousness, with Krishna. Again, here, of course, Gita is by Krishna, but you can put there Shiva or put there Jesus or Mother, you know, Durga or Saraswati. Your whole life will be filled with that joy of Krishnahood. So that's what he says. If you take refuge in me, if you follow what the Gita is saying, any obstacle in life can be overcome with my grace. But if you don't, then you just bear the consequences. So he's giving us a very, very clear choice. So the choice is clear. It's up to us to which path to choose. That's why studying the Gita is, it's a very scientific book. It's not all blind faith. You know, believe me, because Krishna said, you have to believe it. Nowhere he says, I said it. He says, this is what I am telling you is a summary of the Upanishads. It's the great rishis. Again and again, Krishna will say that what I am saying is not new. The rishis have already said it. I am only summarizing for you. And nowhere he says that I am God and you should listen to me. No. Even in the end of the 18th chapter, he tells Arjuna, he says, I have told you this knowledge. Now you do as you wish. You choose it, you will be happy. Don't choose it, you will be unhappy. So that's why I enjoy, you know, studying and talking about the Gita, because it's very scientific. It's very, gives beautiful instructions. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhavet. Om shanti 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 hari om shri guru bhyo namah hari om.